Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
I can't wait, John. This is the Christina Loos segment.
This is the Christina Loos show, or the Christina Loos segment. And what I want to do today, which is very interesting, I want to talk to Christina. I want to ask Christina the importance of having a positive attitude in life. We're going to talk about stuff. And I think, you know, there's so much going on with the coronavirus and pandemic and everything else. And but this segment, I want this segment to be a little bit more interpersonal. And I want this segment to go out to our listening audience so that they'll turn around and get an aha moment and say, thank you, Christina. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, John. I never thought of that before. And so that's my first question this morning, is the importance of a positive attitude in life. And there's nobody more positive than Christina Loos.
I try. Well, thank you. Now the pressure is like really on. I feel like I need some kind of like wisdom on the listening audience. But listen, I really want to be clear to everyone. You know, we had touched upon it in previous shows that it's the medical, you know, everyone's worried about your health, your physical health and, you know, life. But what's really equally as important is the mental component. And I think that it's something that has been really getting attention, you know, in our current climate. So it's not easy, especially during this time. You know, certainly we've talked about this on our previous shows. It's hard because you can just hear this and you hear the news and, you know, we're so inundated as Americans with so much information all the time that it's your brain could explode, you know, sometimes. And it's easy to get sucked into it, frankly. You know, there are some days, and in the beginning of things where you felt, you know, just kind of heavy and it was just this and everything was doom and gloom. And but listen, we're in summer and it's really important to find little things that you can do that makes you happy each day. You know, I'm certainly a person who likes to keep busy. I think both of you could attest to that. It's very difficult for me to not be doing something. And I mean something as simple as just a little project around the house. You know, I've been doing a lot of that, frankly. And it's just, you know, and with it nice outside, it's fun to do things outside. I have revamped my tiki bar outside with my husband. And I'll give you a little backstory on that because tradition's super important to me too. And everyone knows that I'm very sentimental. So it's a little difficult for me to part with things. I've gotten a little better over, you know, time. I mean, you know, based on our segments about how to kind of spring clean, I've tried to take those little golden nuggets, you know, along the way. But there was this tiki bar that I had built when I was with my dad, when I was like 20, I think, 20, 21. We built this tiki bar because we thought it'd be great. So this was like our father-daughter project together. It started off, you know, hot pink. It was like a Barbie tiki bar, you know, so it really, it had, you know, the luau, it was all like luau themed. It was bright, like pink. And we had that. And that was, it was always such a staple in my house, you know, and my friends and family. And we would always gather around this. And I was so proud of it because, you know, I had actually built this with my dad. Then flash to 2015, I think. We were in our new house and Jay was like, we really got to do something about this hot pink tiki bar. It's not necessarily going with the aesthetic of things. So me, my dad and Jay, we repainted it, we tiled it because I said, I don't want to, yes, it's very easy. I probably could have been cheaper to just go out and buy a new one, but there was history in this. So I couldn't, you know, and first of all, I think my dad would be completely devastated if we even attempted to get rid of it. He would have been more upset than I'd be. So we did this and we put it together and, you know, it was nice. It gave it like a little facelift. So then, you know, of course we continued to have memories and moments and it was always kind of like a focal point on, you know, whatever backyard I had at the time. So during the pandemic, you know, the problem is I've been watching a lot of like home shows, and I'm just like want to like redo everything, you know, it's like all the time. And I think also working from home, it's like you're just constantly staring. Everything is more noticeable. So I said to Jay, I said, you know, let's think of a fun project. Let's like, you know, kind of revamp this. So we got reclaimed wood we put on the outside of it. And it was fun because I did it with my husband and it was a really fun project. So it took us like 2 days or so to do. And it was just nice because it's, you know, there's still the hot pink paint is still underneath it, you know, which is just nice to know. So it's something like that, you know, and it really wasn't an expensive thing. You know, we took something and it's just, if you find something little to do around the house, you know, I've been organizing like a crazy person, you know, like drawers that, you know, I would never think twice about. Like now everything is like, oh my God, like I got to get, and I've been getting rid of stuff, guys. So I'm really proud of myself. That was a successful thing for me.
Are you actually getting rid of it or you're moving it from one room to another?
No, you will be proud. I've actually been getting rid of things because it's just, you know, and I think it's a lot of it is because I've literally just been home, you know, so I'm like working, everything is from home. So it's just, you feel like, and you just feel lighter. I was laughing with my brother. I was like, oh my God, we like always have so much garbage in our house because all of us are like constantly like trying to like get rid of stuff. Although the garbage men are probably like, oh God, this, you know, this house again. But it was, you know, it's these little things that you could do. And it's, you know, something, you know, Otto's mentioned in the past about, you know, going through old photographs. Like now's the time to do things that you've, you know, been too busy to do. And it's really, listen, everyone's got something else that kind of brings them joy in it. And like I said, doing little things around the house has been really fun for me, you know. And of course, Jay's like, oh God, he like dreads a phone call because I'll call up and be like, I have this idea. So like, he's like, you and these like ideas, you know. So I was like, well, you know, I've been watching a lot of like TV, so I can't help but like get motivated by these different shows that
you
I'm watching.
You need to bring a picture of the tiki bar. So we could put it on.
I should, yeah. I should.
You know what? I was going to bring up the tiki bar, Christina. I really was. I've seen all pictures, the three pictures.
Yes, I had
it
on Facebook. That's right.
It was on Facebook.
I've seen it.
And it's funny because I was going to say, like, that's a Christina thing because you had something, it's functioning today as it did 20 years ago.
I was really impressed. I was like,
you people make it function, I'm sure.
You actually used the tiki bar?
So behind it,
we
have the front behind it, we actually have, it's open. So there's storage back there. So back there, and I actually cleaned that out because there was a lot of things I was holding on to that have like seen better days. I was like, it's time just to get rid of this. But now it's all organized because we have like the barbecue stuff I did. And then I have, of course, the party supply stuff. So there's like, if I want to do a luau party or, you know, I have cocktail napkins, you know, I could supply the world. If anyone is short on napkins, a decorative napkin, call me because apparently I don't know at what point I've acquired all these napkins, but there's a lot of that.
And Otto, the tiki bar, I saw what Jay did to it. It's very well constructed. So at the end of the night, when Christina's on top of it dancing, it's going to fall.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's going to be there.
And it's also on wheels. It's actually on wheels. So watch out. I could wheel it around as well.
I have to hire you for my my jet game experiment.
That's right. I told you, Otto, I'm there. I'm there. I'm absolutely there. But like I said, it's those little things, you know, to do and to stay kind of active, keep your brain going is really, you know, because that's the other thing, you know, being trapped in your house, it's very easy to fall into kind of like a lazy kind of mode, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to sit here. And, you know, Otto, I remember you were saying too, like, it was like, in your house, it was like, all right, let's only put the TV on starting at this time, you know? So you kind of don't want to get sucked into that. And listen, and go for walks. You know, we've been so fortunate, really, for the most part, that weather has been really, really good through this whole time. I mean, it's really kind of, so you have the ability to at least go outside. And being outside is frankly how I see anyone, you know? It's really just being in someone's front yard or in the backyard, you know, or eating out, you know, outside of a restaurant or whatever it is. So it's these little things and that's all you could do. It's fun, you know. And
I just want to intermingle what you're saying, Christina. Otto, what is your jet thing?
Oh, yes.
Christina's going to help with.
Well, I think I mentioned, normally we go to a jet game every year with 10 or 11 of us. And there may not be people at the Jet game this year. There may not be a Jet game this year.
Right, knows? Right.
But we're not going to go to the Jet game, even if there is a game.
This is
live. Hello, Peter. And we're going to have the Jet game outside at 1 o'clock with tailgating beginning at 11:30 in the morning, like we're at a game, and you can't go in the house.
I love
it so
much.
You have to stay outside. And I've determined that I'm going to rent a projector and stream because you need a lot of lumens for daylight, and put this sheet up on the garage, and probably have, I don't know, 15, 20 people watching the Jet game outdoors, like we're at the Jet game, no matter what the weather is. The game is October 11th. So the weather could be okay. It could be maybe not okay, but
right.
I will put up a tent, and so if it is raining, we'll have to go under the tent, but the whole idea is to,
I love it so much
that we're at a game. So we talked about this at a previous show. You think about that idea, people who are, maybe they went to a certain college and they always go to watch that college. Like, I know there are a lot of bars in the city that will cater to certain alumni on a given Saturday when those games are there. 100, 200 people go to that bar to watch the games. Well, maybe they ought to try doing an outdoor version of it, watching a game, with the camaraderie part of it, which is really the key ingredient. And barbecue, do hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever. I haven't totally fixed the whole arrangement up yet, but I'm hustled in a couple of guidance counselors, son-in-laws and whatnot, who have diddled around with things like this before. And, it's like the Christina Lou Tiki Bar.
It's tradition, and I think that was such a, that's such a thing for your family. You know what I mean? And listen, we have to be flexible in this new world, because obviously we wish we could all snap our fingers and everything's back to, the way it was, but things are going to be different. Frankly, we don't know for how long. And sometimes it's different for the better. Maybe it'll make think twice about sanitation kind of things in different buildings or restaurants or whatever it might be. So I love that you're doing it. I've been telling everyone that you're doing it, because I just think it's such a great thing. I feel like you should also probably rent like a little hot pretzel machine, which I just highly recommend. I feel like that just adds.
Well, I'm going to look to you for some guidance.
Oh, please.
You are the planner, the planner, the party planner.
You are the party planning master.
We're going to take a break. Okay, we're going to take our first break. And I also just want to acknowledge that was my partner, Peter, who just came in. Sat down for five minutes, 30 seconds, and then left.
But nevertheless, we were talking about the great stuff. He had to come in.
Nevertheless, how long was this going to be?
No.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.